The epistle reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 19 to 25. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with a heart sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as in the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. The reading is taken from Mark chapter 6, verses 31 to 44. Jesus saw that so many people were coming and going that they didn't even have a chance to eat. And he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day. So his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than a half year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. They sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. This is my first time at 11 o'clock, so it's good to see some friendly faces. You are friendly, aren't you? Good. Okay, so as Danny said, we are following a series, Paraclesis, which we're looking at in order to understand what it means to come alongside one another and how to show compassion and care to one another. And so we're looking at a series of stories in order to unfold and to understand what this means for us here and now. And in this particular passage, the feeding of the 5,000, it is very familiar. But the backstory to it is that Jesus himself has not long heard of the death of his cousin John the Baptist, beheaded by King Herod at a whim. And the disciples are just returning to see him after doing a ministry tour that he'd sent them out on. And they'd had a great time. They wanted to share with him in great excitement all that they had said and done. They were on a high, if you like. And Jesus looks at them and realizes that actually that high will soon evaporate and they'll feel very tired, exhausted after all their labors. And he says, come aside. Let's go to somewhere quiet. Now, have you ever noticed in life how opportunities and challenges come to us so frequently when we feel least able to do anything about them? So Jesus takes the disciples in a boat, and they're going to a quiet, solitary place, except that the crowd have seen them, recognized them, and know where they're going. So, and it's quite some feat, they ran to get to the place where the boat was headed before the boat had a chance to land. There must have been quite some haste amongst those people. And so when they landed, the disciples and Jesus saw a great crowd. Now, if that was me, and perhaps if it was you, we would say, oh no, all my plans ruined. We were going to have a nice quiet retreat. We were going to relax and enjoy ourselves, but instead we've got all these people. Jesus, however, saw the crowd, saw them as like sheep without a shepherd, and was moved down in his bowels with deep compassion. The Greek word splagnitsomai, it just rolls off the tongue. Splagnitsomai, which means an inward, upward surge of feeling deep down that motivated him to do something. He could not leave them as they were, so he taught them. He saw their need and he sought to meet it, tired as he probably was, tired as the disciples certainly were. He sought to feed them with the Word of God. Not the best starting point. Meeting a need out of tiredness or out of deep emotion. The loss of his cousin, the impact on his ministry. Yet Jesus moved ahead, moved towards them, came alongside them and sought to meet their need. The disciples, on the other hand, were in a different place. You'll notice that it says, it got to quite late in the day. The disciples came to him and said, send the people away. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and the villages and buy themselves something to eat. Jesus, we're tired. It's the end of the day. You know, it's been a long day. We've worked so hard already. We could do with some rest. Send the people away. Let them look after themselves. The disciples themselves were in need. They had a compassion deficit disorder. They didn't feel for the crowd, they felt for themselves. And perhaps you and I would similarly. Jesus said, no, you give them something to eat. Now, I wonder what you would think in those circumstances. It's like coming to messy church, and instead of serving up food for all those children, all you have is a couple of stale donuts. Not very impressive. The disciples said, well, we can't possibly meet this need. We'd need 2,000 denarii. We'd need eight months' wages to do that. Jesus said, what have you got? So they went and found out. And they came back and said, 5 loaves. Oh, and 2 fish. John's gospel tells us that that came from a small boy who probably had bought his packed lunch with him, or possibly had bought them to sell, to trade with people. Whatever, they wouldn't have been in good condition by that time of the day. In a land like Palestine, with no cool boxes, no way of preserving food, they'd have been a little bit past their best. But Jesus took them anyway and said, with these scant resources and our compassion, something marvelous can happen. And so he looked up to his Father in heaven, gave thanks. And you can just imagine Jesus saying, thank you, Father, that you have given us these resources to meet this need. Thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do. Amen. And he started breaking up these not quite so fresh loaves and these slightly smelly fish and passing them out to his disciples. And his disciples would have started off with a very small handful and would have started passing it out and come back for some more and come back for some more and come back for some more until everyone had eaten and was satisfied. What is this? This is our scant resources presented to the Lord of heaven in human form, who is the X factor. He multiplies those scant resources, and with it he meets the need. And that's a miracle. It's a miracle. Everyone ate and was satisfied, and they collected 12 baskets afterwards. Now, I don't know about you, but I often feel I don't have much to offer. Sometimes I don't offer anything at all. I'm not, in my natural self, a terribly compassionate person. They're all thinking, okay, we won't bother with him then. We won't get anything from him. But over the years, I have learned to submit myself to the Lord and to allow the Lord to fill me with something of his compassion. And with that compassion and my scant resources, sometimes God has done some amazing things. The only thing that prevents him is when I'm not prepared to receive his compassion. In one of John's letters, we read something that helps us to understand where it all comes from. In 1 John 3, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother or sister in need, but has no pity on him or her, how can the love of God be in him? We pray for God to fill us with his Spirit. We sing, not a mite would I withhold. Everything I have is yours. But dare we ask God to fill us with his compassion? Because if God fills us with his compassion, when we see a need, we may find our own guts stirring with passion, our own bowels shifting within us until we cannot do anything but reach out. And you may have very limited time, you may have very limited energy, you may have very limited money. It doesn't really matter what the resource is. It can't be much worse than 5 moldy loaves and 2 smelly fish, can it? But moved by compassion, if we offer our scant resources to the Lord, then he will multiply it until the need is met. Now let's be realistic about this. We cannot meet every need. But if you just think of Mother Teresa, she went to Calcutta and into the slums with nothing but herself and the motivation of the love of God. And the Sisters of Mercy are continuing that work today, not only in those slums, but elsewhere around the world in places of great need. Motivated by compassion, they allow God to take the scant resources of their poverty and turn those into an answer to the needs of thousands and hundreds of thousands. The only limiting factor is whether you and I are prepared to be filled with the compassion of God. And if we're not, then as John has just told us from his epistle, the love of God is not in us. How terrible that would be. So when we're looking at Paraclesis and we're looking at the community of the church, it may just be you as an individual reaching out to your neighbor. It may be a small group doing something in the community. It may be the whole church pouring itself out for the sake of others. It doesn't really matter. In terms of the world's need, it's all just scant resources, but it's being put into the hands of the Lord Most High, the sovereign God of the universe. And we can start to meet need if we are willing. Now, as I say, I'm not the most compassionate of people, but in God's hands, what I have can make a difference. Will you pray with me this morning that we would open our hearts and lives to receive the fullness of God's love through his Holy Spirit? Because if we don't want his love, we don't want his Holy Spirit. But if we receive his Holy Spirit, his love is poured into our hearts that it might be poured out again. Let us pray together now for the filling of God's love that our scant resources and the X factor of Jesus Christ will multiply until it meets the need as God moves us. Father, we thank you so much for this simple story which speaks to us of huge need and of scant, meager resources and actually of unwilling disciples. Thank you that through your Son, we can see how the compassion of God can make a miracle. So we ask you now, as we open ourselves to your touch, fill us to overflowing with your compassion through your Holy Spirit's indwelling presence, that we may be willing to give to you everything that we have, be it ever so little, that you can take it in your hands and meet the needs of those around us, to the glory of God, to the praise of your name, in Jesus Christ. Amen.